Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to a new episode. Guess what? It's Sunday again, but this time it's not Sunday evening. I am on my trusty black and white chair recording, and Evelyn is sleeping for a nap. At the moment, as we speak right now, we are moving to Italy in 27 days, and that's absolutely insane. That is less than 4 weeks, and everything is still up in the air. I'm just giving you a quick personal update because I know so many of you are like, what's happening with your life? We are in the process, so we've made an offer on a house, on our ideal house, that is very close to the beach. But so far, there are very intense negotiations that I'm very happy to not be in the middle of. I've let Alex deal with all of that, luckily. And I am here still in the UK. And Evelyn and I have been on our own now. I've been solo parenting for 19 days, which has been very intense because being on your own without any childcare or any support for 19 days has been a lot. And this is why I've had to fit moments like this, you know, for example, during her nap or in the evening. But honestly, I'm not complaining because I actually was sharing on my Instagram stories yesterday. I feel like this time has really pushed me one step further into my life first business philosophy, into this mindset, because I want my business to be able to work, to be able to make me money, to be able to continue growing and to build a brand throughout whatever happens in life. So this actually has been a blessing in disguise. And I just know that in 4 weeks, our life is going to be so different. Obviously, we're not going to have our host for a little while, so we're going to stay in temporary accommodation until then, but I'm really excited. But anyway, so that's personal life. Now, you're not coming here because of this, but actually this week I did some polls on my Instagram, on the Bold in Business one, because remember, I've switched over to my main account being Claudia Manjak. Everything's in the show notes anyway, but when it comes to podcasts, there's much more on Bold in Business, and I'm just kind of going with both accounts at the same time without complicating my life. But anywho, I've done a poll, and it seems like you guys love solo episodes as much as I do, and you still enjoy guest ones, but you actually, I've gotten a lot of messages around doing more storytelling, talking more about mindset, about emotions. Maybe I see this shift of people wanting to go deeper with business because, yeah, I could sit here and give you 5 tips for something, but if you don't know how to apply them, if there's something deeper holding you back, that's not really going to help you. And how I want to do this is to basically start pulling things from what's happening in my life, in my business, from what I'm talking to clients about, and bring that to you in real life pretty much. And this week, I have a great story about storytelling. And basically, obviously we're moving. So our house right now, it has to be rented again. And our estate agents, because everything happens through an agency here, recently did some viewings. Maybe they did 6 viewings in the past 2 weeks or so. And guess what? None of them panned out. And during those viewings, Evelyn and I were at home because we were just at home. And I didn't want to interfere with, you know, the agents and how they do their spiel and their pitches and what they say about the house and so on. They know the house. They've rented it before us and so on. So I kind of was just observing. You know, I wasn't really following them around the house, but I could just hear they were saying, oh yeah, and you know, this is the boiler and we have a living room and the living room is south-facing and you have a whole loft and 3 bathrooms and 3 bedrooms. And you know, they were just kind of like doing the thing, and they would also like printed out like a little pack, like you know, some papers showing them information. And I was like, okay, you know, they just do their own thing. But they messaged me the other day to say that they had 2 offers that eventually fell through. And to be honest, it didn't really surprise me because I could just see that each of those viewings lasted maybe 7 minutes. I'm not even exaggerating. And I was thinking about the time that we rented this house and other houses, and just thinking, you know, about how many questions I had and how important it is to really think and go deep into the house you're going to live, because ultimately it's your home. So this time they actually did like an open viewing, like a slot of 90 minutes, and there were 5 viewings. So I said, okay, I actually obviously bonded with this lady that was doing the viewings. So I said, listen, why don't you let me help you? Like, I'm happy to just like show them around, because I wanted to test the theory. For me, it was very much like, let's see if what I have in mind works. And that is storytelling, because storytelling is everything when it comes to your marketing and sales. So I want to give you a real life example of how storytelling basically sold this house within minutes, because that was the only difference between what happened before during those, I think, 6 viewings versus this one, 5 viewings. So basically, these people came in and I was actually with the agent throughout the whole thing. So the agent still did some of the talking, but she actually let me shine a lot more. And what happened is that I actually was looking at the people that were coming. So we had, you know, a couple of families, some friends that were going to live together, a mom and a son who were both had just finished. It just so happened. This was crazy. The mom had finished her marriage after 38 years. She was going through a divorce, and her son was going out of a 5-year relationship. And because they're both in a very like tumultuous time in their life, they were like, let's just rent this house, this big house together. And basically, what I did is that I started telling the story of the house and what it's like to live here, depending on each person. Basically, for example, with the mom and the son, he works in the city. So, you know, we're talking about the fact that, you know, it's 4 minutes walk from the station. And the mom was telling me how, you know, she really likes like green. And I was just telling her how, you know, for example, our garden doesn't need any maintenance. We haven't done anything to the garden. And you see how beautiful it is. And basically, I was just crafting a story for every single person. And then when we had the friends, the group of friends that wanted to move here, I was talking about the fact that, you know, it's 10 minutes walk to the city center. You can get all these different things and so on. And basically, I was able to tell the story of the house without actually pointing out to how many bedrooms there are or all these things, because they could see all of that. But I created an emotional connection. And that is the beauty of storytelling. This is why storytelling works. And guess what? By the end of the day, the agent messaged me to say that they had 3 offers already, which is a stark contrast to what happened before, where they had 2 offers beforehand, and actually she told me that there was one other person interested from the time that I helped them. And this is not here, I'm not trying to tell you, oh my God, I am the best storyteller, because I genuinely don't believe that I am. But I understand the psychology of it, and this is what I'm trying to show you here. The fact that storytelling is incredibly powerful. You can sell anything through a story. Storytelling works better than anything else because you create emotional connection. And that is what our brain is wired for. Because if you look back hundreds of years, the only way in which our ancestors were communicating and were expressing lessons and anything is through storytelling. So I want you to think at the moment in your business, are you telling stories? Are you creating stories about your offers? Are you creating stories? Are you doing any kind of storytelling in your marketing? Are you creating storytelling when it comes to anything to do with clients? Because remember, that is the easiest way to communicate the value of your offer in a way that doesn't feel like you're hardcore selling and you're just like, you know, just literally spewing out benefits and, you know, how many calls there are in the program and all of these things, or who it's for. Because again, that can get very repetitive and people are already starting to be tuned out of that because they've heard that time and time again. But people remember stories. People will always remember stories, but forget facts. This is why you want to start mastering storytelling when it comes to your sales. Oh my God, that was a big sentence. So you want to start asking yourself, what are the core stories of your brand? What are the core stories of your programs? What are the core stories of your client? What are the stories that you can start telling that are going to connect you to your ideal client? And also, what you can do, for example, let's just take a feature of your program. How can you tell a story about that? Because stories add depth. That is the beauty of storytelling, okay? And if you're wondering how you can use this best, the simplest way to do it is to think about a hero's journey. So think about a hero's journey. A hero's journey is very simple. It has a main character. So it has a person that is at the core of, you know, the story. Then it has a problem or a challenge or an obstacle, something that they want, but they cannot get through. So in here, you can start thinking about what your ideal client is struggling with at the moment, or what you used to struggle with, you know, when you were on this journey, or what, you know, your current client, they're telling a story about what they struggled with. What is the obstacle? What is the thing that is standing in their way? And at every step, what you can do is that you can create very like visual images. You can start to evoke emotions. These are your opportunities to not just say, she was very sad. That's not enough. You know, like how was she sad? Can you give specific examples? Can you create a metaphor? Can you give analogies? Analogies and metaphors are one of the simplest ways to create stories without having to complicate anything else. So I want you to think, Who is your main character of your story? What is the problem or the obstacle that they're facing? And then with that, now that you know what this person is facing, what is the choice that they have? Because everyone has choice. So you can think, okay, this person can choose to go forward by themselves. So maybe they tried this kind of thing and it didn't work for them. Maybe they tried that kind of thing and so on. So I want you to start illustrating the choice, okay? And then you want to start envisioning what I call the wizard or the advisor or the mentor or the moment when they find the thing that changes everything for them. And again, this is where you can introduce your offer or introduce your expertise or the thing that just changes everything. That's the beginning of the transformation, okay? This is where the change happens. That's where the decision happens for everything to change. And then after, again, you create those, you illustrate even more, you evoke emotion through specific things. So in here again, you don't want to say, well, she started working on her storytelling. Cool. That's not enough. You want to say, okay, so then she was able to sit down and rethink of the core stories that led her to this journey, of the things that made her who she is today, and how she could best, you know, use that to rah, rah, rah. I want you to really practice, how can you take something, a core idea of yours, and make it into a story? Because that is an exercise of a practice. No one is good at storytelling from the moment they're born. They practice it. So I want you to practice storytelling. And then once you go past this phase of, you know, the wizard, the decision, the moment when the transformation starts, I want you to have a clear ending to your story. Because again, a story should be very simple. It should be beginning, middle, or end. You have to be able to put it in a nice story that someone could tell someone else in 30 seconds. And when I say this, I think a lot about people that I follow that have built very strong personal brands, and I could tell you in 30 seconds what they've been through. So for example, I'm literally thinking of a person right now. I just know that she was, you know, this person was a coach, and she was a coach for a while, and she was kind of like tagging along. She wasn't really making money, and all of a sudden she got pregnant, and she started, you know, she had these hard moments that I'm not gonna go into, it's not my story to tell, I'm not gonna go into detail. She had this very hard moment, and then she made a decision to start embodying this kind of thing and this kind of thing, and then everything changed for her, and that's when she decided to ditch the lifestyle that she had before and move on to this other thing. So basically that is someone's story in what, 15-20 seconds. That's a very simple story. So I want you to think, what is your story that you're trying to tell? And again, what I told you right now is someone's core story, but you can create stories around any element of your brand, any element of your offer, any element of your expertise. So my point here is, the big thing is, I want you to start thinking, how can you take and tell more stories from the things that you are living through, from the things that you are talking about with your client? Because stories shouldn't be complicated. Stories should be simple. You don't need 30 minutes to tell a story. You can tell a story in 2 minutes. You can tell a story in a few slides. You can tell a story in a 30-second reel or TikTok. It's all a matter of going through that hero's journey and think, okay, what is the story that I'm really trying to say here? If I were to put this story in 3 sentences, what would that story be? And what's in it from the person who's on the other end of it? Because you want to be targeting your stories to a specific person. You don't want to just tell a story for the sake of telling a story. Because I could tell you a story of how I went for a walk today and I went grocery shopping. That's not really going to help you. Yeah, it's a story of my day, but it's not really going to add any benefit to you. So always target your stories based on the emotions that you want to evoke in the person who's on the other end of it, okay? And if you want, I'm gonna leave you with this. If you want a final wow effect, something that's gonna be like, oh, this is amazing, here is how you take storytelling to the next level. And this thing is what is gonna make your sales, honestly, absolutely skyrocket. Leave people with a cliffhanger. Yes, you can give them a resolution. You want to be closing that emotional loop, of course. But what if you were to leave them with a cliffhanger? With something like keeps them hooked and something for them to continue with. And this thing very much could be your offer. Not like, for example, like I could tell you right now, if you really want to learn storytelling, go inside In Demand, you know, my content program, where you learn this kind of thing and this kind of thing and so on. You know, actually In Demand is my program for, you know, anything content. It's in the show notes. But you see what I mean? Or it could be a free resource like, oh, and if you really connected with this idea of this, you know, there's actually this free resource, you know, here's the link or go grab it there or whatever it may be. You can leave people with a sense of resolution and still keep them wanting more. Because again, this is only a point of connection. You cannot expect to tell one story And for people to be like, OMG, that this is it. I'm just going to give all my money away to this person. I'm going to be following them for years and years. I trust him so much. Yes, you can build that through a story. But the idea is that it's just one point. Think of it as a piece of a puzzle. And you keep adding more pieces and different kinds of pieces. And when it comes to stories as well, you want to have different kinds of stories. Like I said, you want to have your story. What is your core stories? And within your core stories, you'll have smaller, you know, specific stories. There are also client stories of, you know, how you have created transformations, of how you have specifically helped people. Then there will be the stories of, you know, your offers and how they came to life and why certain elements are the way they are because XYZ, because this happened, because you saw this, because you believe this, because you went through this, because your client went through this, and so on. So storytelling, whether we realize it or not, is a core element of our life. And in terms of how the world of sales and marketing is evolving, people are looking more and more for real embodiment, for people who have more to say than just, I'm really good at this. Let me give you a bunch of tips. Because people are overwhelmed with information. People are sick of information and they're looking for transformation. And when it comes to marketing and sales, the core of transformation is the power and the strength of your storytelling, because this is how you draw people into your world in the easiest way possible, where you don't have to be competing for who knows the most, who is quote unquote the best, who makes the most money. That is stuff that is so, it's become so surface level. You want to be going deeper with your storytelling. This is how you skyrocket your sales. And like I said, the example that I gave you in the beginning, that was a perfect example of a story and how storytelling is helping sales and marketing, because it was literally, well, there's about to be a sale at the end of it. And the only difference is the fact that in that moment, I was able to use my marketing and sales brain to realize the fact that these people need to be connected to this place. They need to feel like this could be their home. It's a very emotional decision. So I wanted to add more emotion to it. And a person coming in for the second time in his house, an agent, was never going to sell this house the same way in which I am, because I live here. So I know exactly how it feels and the things that you're thinking about and all of this stuff. So yeah, storytelling is magical, I'm telling you. If you have any more questions about storytelling, because I'm sure there's a lot, definitely send me a DM. If you found this helpful, you know, send it to someone that you care about or share it. Remember to tag me. And thank you for coming today. I'm really enjoying doing these podcast episodes just off the cuff. Honestly, at the moment, I'm just like, what do I feel like talking about? Let's get it out there. So yeah, let me know if you have any questions. I really enjoyed talking to you today, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye! You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review, because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.